How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Red, sitting on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. The Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart in the house. We're breaking it down. We've got a full slate of Major League Baseball. A bunch of critical series is in play. Big-time Women's World Cup matchup tonight with the United States and Portugal. Hopefully the United States can avoid what Canada did earlier this morning, and that's get eliminated early in this Women's World Cup. Although, as disappointing as Canada's effort was, Spain got destroyed by Japan. You never know what's going to happen when you step up onto the pitch, and you never know what's going to happen when you step up onto the greens. Either Cam Lee Hodges, say who? Lee Majors, $6 million man.
Yeah. I would have bet on Lee Majors over Lee Hodges.
Lee Hodges,
wire to wire. Yeah. What's was World coming one. To? Like, yeah, I saw some sites, maybe even 100. Morant say Lee Hodges, the guy wasn't even on my radar. Like, you know what I mean? And I bet everybody in golf. I don't know how it happened. And you said it, man. Like this golf tournament, the guy led after the first round, second. Like it was like a horse race, like when Conflict Diamond won. Conflict Diamond by 9 lengths. That was Lee Hodges. Nobody was close, bro. I haven't seen a golf tournament like that in a while where a nobody won by such a comfortable margin.
You know, it's one of those tournaments that let's quite frankly, nobody really cared, right? A lot of the players weren't there. You know what I'm saying? So
yes, yeah, I know what you're saying.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? It's like some guy that just out of nowhere, he never won before. It's his first PGA Tour win. And this is what's really crazy. He won by 7 strokes. It's the third largest margin ever for a player who's won his first tournament before. And you have to go all the way back to 2018 when Michael Kim, who won by 8 shots in his first win. Molinari won by 8 shots in his first win. And then Lee Hodges. So, you know, that's the improbability of it. But that's sports, Cam, and specifically golf. Yep. You just, you know. In the majors, you do know. In the majors, you do know. These guys don't win majors, but it's the 3M Open, bro. Anybody could win.
The thing is, Marenzi, one quick important point, though. There are certain people playing for FedEx. Next week is the Wyndham Championship. That's the last one before the playoffs. As we talked about on the show, and as I mentioned, Justin Thomas misses another cut. This guy missed the cut by a couple shots. This guy doesn't make money at the Wyndham. He's not in the playoffs. This guy went from one of the best golfers in the world, and we've talked about this, the hanging out with Tiger Woods and stuff. This guy's totally lost right now, bro, and it's actually hard to watch how his game has slipped so poorly. Like, he's playing brutal golf, Marenzi.
But does it really matter if he makes the playoffs? He's not going to do anything there anyways. So it's one of those, I get it. That's the drama for Justin Thomas right now. Let's just be real. Nobody cares about their FedEx Cup. People just don't. They do. The players do. And I get it. Mm-hmm. But it's the same thing with NASCAR. It's hard to quantify these individualistic sports into playoffs when you've already, like, the player, there is no playoff. People understand this in golf. There is no playoff. The playoff is the Masters. The playoff is the Open. The playoff is the PGA Championship. Like, playoffs, it's like, what does it even mean? Nobody really cares. Like, you know what I mean? People don't remember who won the FedEx Cup. People remember who won the, the majors and the Masters. Except the players remember who won the FedEx Cup, because I think you win like $25 million or something.
Exactly. So much money for nothing.
They know. It's important to them.
Well, they know.
very much. So shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I'm Moretti, kicking on Rachel and Cam Stewart. Let's do this thing. We've got a lot of stuff to break down. Women's World Cup, USA, take on Portugal a little bit later on in the overnight hours. We'll get to that. We've got the TBT. TBT. Mm-hmm. This thing is getting real right now. Heard that are already into the Final Four. Heartfire into the Final Four right now. And then we've got a couple of games tonight. The teams trying to get into the Final Four as well, including Friday Beers are in action tonight. Coach James Young will step up and then we'll take a look at the two TBT games that are on tap this evening. But Major League Baseball, it's still somewhat early in the season, but it really isn't. And when you consider considering the traffic jams that that exist in both the National League and the American League trying to get into the playoffs right now, all these series are massive. We have a lot of big-time series that are like, you know, first-place teams, teams trying to catch teams, wild-card teams going head-to-head. Some big-time stuff tonight. The Philadelphia Phillies and the Marlins. The Phillies and the Marlins both battling for a playoff spot as neither are going to catch the Atlanta Braves. The Milwaukee Brewers are battling with the Cincinnati Reds. They get the Washington Nationals tonight. The New York Yankees season is on the brink, Cam. They've got the Rays rolling into town tonight. The Rays, though, of course, have been struggling. Baltimore and Toronto, massive four-game series. Toronto Blue Jays have been winning more than they've been losing, but they haven't put together that sort of great two-week stretch where they just pummel everybody. This is an opportunity. They open up this series 5.5 games back of the Baltimore Orioles. Four-game set, Cam. They can do some damage and pick up a couple of games here on Baltimore if they're able to win the series. They got to win 3 or 4.
I agree. Almost swept the Angels, Gabe. Went on Saturday, saw Ohtani live. It was absolutely electric. It was great atmosphere.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sure, we had a blast. And the Blue Jays won with Manoah pitching, which was kind of shocking, too. You said it. Monster series against the Orioles tonight. And, yeah, I can't wait, buddy. Yeah, you're right. Big, big baseball games going on right now. This is where things get really interesting. Some team, and look at Tampa Bay picking up Savali from the Cleveland Guardians. This guy's having a monster year. Beautiful. 2.34 ERA, whip 108. Oh, man. Cleveland's only a half game out, and they gave away one of their best pitchers. Interesting stuff. Tampa Bay gets stronger.
And the Toronto Blue Jays, of course, acquired Jordan Hicks last night for the St. Louis Cardinals.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I'm Renzi, kicking it with a Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart. NFL football on Thursday, preseason set for kickoff. College football rapidly approaching. The Pac-12 is imploding as we speak. The latest. Well, we know about Colorado leaving, but that really doesn't really affect them all that much. But up next, it looks like the Arizona Wildcats are next. Looks like Arizona is poised to join the Big 12. As the Big 12 is putting together by far the best college basketball conference. Everybody focuses on football all the time, and they're good at football. But you know, you got Michigan, you got the Big Ten and all that, and you've got the SEC, these two big powerhouses in college football. The Big Ten has become the biggest beast on the block because of bringing in the California teams. But the Big 12, from a basketball standpoint, dude, they brought in the Houston Cougars into the Big 12. So now Houston are like a Final Four perennial team. And now you're going to bring in Arizona to go along with Cincinnati. You got the Cincinnati Bearcats, Houston Cougars, throwing Arizona in there with the Kansas Jayhawks, Kansas State. Really, really good basketball. Baylor. Some really good basketball teams and pretty good football teams. The Big 12 have done a great job adapting in a modern era. Meanwhile, the Pac-12 is about to become the Pac-8 again, you know, like literally and figuratively. It really is. Right.
Like, what? They have to merge with the Mountain West to have, like, one conference. The way things are going, the way they lose teams, Gabe, it's getting brutal. Like, it's
the
it's
Pac-12 bad, is right. So sad, Cam, that they're actually considering bringing UNLV in.
You rest your case. Gavel down. I say, what? UNLV?
This is what it's coming to.
Pac-12? Wow.
Yeah. Like, UNLV's bad in basketball and football. Oh. They've done nothing to deserve this besides the fact it's like, you know what? Las Vegas is a pretty trendy city in sports right now. At least we'll get that stadium. We get that market. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They don't have a team in LA. They don't have a team in LA. Like, UCLA and USC are gone. They don't have a TV contract. They've got big problems. That's why everyone's leaving. Like, teams don't want to leave, but it's basically like, we need to make money. Like, where's the TV deal? And if you're not going to cut one, we're going to go join someone else. It's so bad. San Diego State turned them down the other day because they weren't promised enough money.
The Aztecs want to join the Pac-12. Screw you guys. You guys suck.
Think about that, Ken. The Pac-12, like, it's getting rejected by San Diego State now. Like, that's like, dude.
Gabe, we sound like old dudes, but I remember the Washington State with Ryan Leaf versus your Michigan Wolverines and the classic battles. I grew up on Pac-12. Big Ten football.
Washington State camp might be the new power, bro. Don't worry. That might be the new power of his conference.
There's gonna be Oregon and Washington are next. Like, Oregon and Washington? I got to tell you, Washington State, you're right, Gabe. There's going to be nobody left. Think about it. Washington has a huge, huge community, as you know, being close there. And Oregon, with their money, I'm actually surprised they're still there. Like, they're probably thinking, like, maybe we should go somewhere else.
If I was the Ducks, I would join the Big 12 as well. And Washington, the Ducks want to join the Big 10, but the Big 10 doesn't want them. And Washington is basically begging to get into the Big Ten, which I would accept. Like, I don't understand it. Michigan have always had a longstanding rivalry with Washington. They're playing Michigan State. They're a natural fit for this. And you bring in the Seattle market, but they're all about TV markets, and they really don't care about Eugene, Oregon. Nope. It's pretty crazy. You figure they would. It'd be like, yeah, the Ducks are pretty good, but they're like, ah. What does it do for us? Like,
you're right, Renzi. Like, champions, Washington State Cougars. It's going to be Washington State versus Oregon State. What a game.
The Beavers are loving this. The Beavers are like, no, we're not going anywhere. We're good. We'll be the last one standing here.
Exactly. Right,
so, yeah, there's chaos in college football right now. Chaos in the NFL. Jonathan Taylor's unhappy. Ursay's talking about dying and him, nobody caring, and a lot of weird stuff going on. But let's get into the baseball. So some big-time series is here, and I like quite a few of the props tonight. I'm looking at the strikeout props tonight, but let's start off with Philadelphia, Miami, the same. It's a massive series for both teams, especially the Philadelphia Phillies coming into this thing. The Marlins are a half game up on the Phillies in a wild card chase. We got Taijuan Walker on the hill here against Edward Cabrera. Walker has been unbelievable this year. The Phillies are 15-6 in his 21 starts. This year, he's won seven of his last eight decisions in four career starts against Miami's 3-1. And what really stands out to me about this game is Cabrera's numbers. So Cabrera on the road, he's terrible, but at home he's 5-0 with a 2.61 earned run average. The Marlins, of course, also acquired David Robertson from the New York Mets. Marlins are all in. The playoff push has begun. Big time series. Who do you like tonight?
That's a tough game. This is one of the toughest games on the board. I originally looked at the total and thought it was a little bit light, but you bring up great points. The thing is, Cabrera splits are insane. He's like two different guys home and away. You're right. And you said it, man. This Phillies team, they can rake. It's going to be a good computer 51%. I'm kind of like with the computer tonight. I think this game is basically a pick 'em. The line says it. I have a lean to the Marlins, but I don't know, man. This is a tough game. I'm betting on a lot of games, but this one hasn't made the card yet.
No, this is a great game. It's an interesting series, and it's big time as far as the wild card is concerned, but very difficult handicap, and I don't really know if there's an edge. As good as Walker has been, as we talked about, Cabrera's 0-6 with a 6.28 earned run average on the road. At home, he's 5-0 with a 2.61 earned run average. The Marlins have beaten the Phillies four of the six times that they played this year as well. It's a really tough game. As they say, they have to set a number for every game. We don't have to bet every game. But this next game, I am interested in pulling the trigger on the Milwaukee Brewers and the Washington Nationals. I've got a same game parlay, Cam, that we'll get to in a couple of minutes for this game. Milwaukee, another team desperate to win in a battle right now with the Cincinnati Reds in a National League Central. Brew Crew, -215 favorites, over under 8.5. Mr. Burns on the hill here tonight. Corbin Burns. Over his last five starts, Cam, he's 4-1 with a 1.64 earned run average. He struck out 42 batters, and he's only walked 10 in 33 innings. I got to tell you, Burns, remember everybody was talking about him not being himself earlier in the year. He's starting to dial it up. Yep. He's in a groove right now.
He sure is. Milwaukee, too. Can you guys flash that board up again for Morency to see? So you're telling me a favorite of over $2, and they like the Nationals tonight?
Oh, Nationals, 51%.
That's what are you smoking, computer? I told you, like, he needs an oil change again, Morency. Like, that should be Milwaukee 68%. But anyway, I digress. I actually think the game will go under 8.5, and I'm with you. I like the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. Burns is just too damn hot.
And, you know, another thing too, Cam, Irvin isn't terrible, but another one of these young pitchers, he struggled as of late. Over his last three starts, he's been lit up. His last start, he gave up four runs against the Rockies. He's got a 6.32 earned run average over his last three starts. Milwaukee are good at beating bad teams, Cam. This is how they this is how they survived over the years. They're not a great team. They beat bad teams. They go 500 against good teams, and then they make the playoffs every year. That's their, and then they flame out in the playoffs. This is their recipe for success. And I like the Brew Crew tonight. We'll get to our same game parlay a little bit later on. The Rays and the Yankees. Rays continue to struggle. 4-9 in their last 13. 7-16 in their last 23 baseball games. But speaking of struggling, the Yankees last night struck out 18 times against the Baltimore Orioles. 18 of their 27 outs last night were strikeouts. They started playing the Baltimore Orioles in 1903, and that's the first time they ever struck out 18 times. Most strikeouts in Yankees history against the Baltimore Orioles happened last night. Aaron Judge didn't play last night. Glasnow on the hill for the Rays. Herman goes for the Yankees tonight.
Been a pitching
another
change. Brito's
in. Oh, did they scratch him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh? It's Brito for the Yankees. Yeah, it was.
I made my bet earlier.
Yeah, yeah. So
was it Herman earlier when you made the bet, right?
Yep. Yeah, it was. And I, you know,
it is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply.
Me, Gabe, action always. Keep the check mark. I don't care who's pitching for the Yankees. I'm on the Rays.
Action.
The action.
I like the Rays, too.
I don't care. Listen, pitchers.
They don't have that anymore, dude.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morency. Countdown to kickoff is on the Browns and the Jets on Thursday night. So speaking of New York, as Cam alluded to, Herman, it was kind of up in the air earlier. Herman was listed on the sports books all day, but Brito is in. Herman is out right now. I'm not going to say it's a must-win for the New York Yankees or a must-win series for them, but they're kind of scuffling along here right now. 1-2 since Judge come back. They're only 3.5 out, so the sky hasn't fallen, but it sort of feels like it is. They can't hit, Kim. Like, they struck out 18 times last night. Rizzo continues to just swing it at air. Judge didn't even play last night. So this is a tough spot. The Rays are struggling as well. But in recent form, the Rays have beaten the Yankees. So this actually might be good for the Rays to roll in a Yankee stadium. Basically, the only time you can ever really fear the Yankees is when Gerrit Cole is on the hill.
Yep. You said it, Morenci, and I think the Rays take care of business tonight. Watching their success at Yankee Stadium, they're not going to be intimidated. They understand they got to take care of business too, buddy. Like, look at Baltimore, like the Jays, all these other teams are still winning. Red Sox have something to say. Like, this is nuts. So, and I think the Rays move picking up Savelli today was very, very vital for them. They got another solid arm there that's like, listen, guys, it's not over yet. We're on a huge skid, but I think the Rays take care of business in this game tonight. Already bet it and have a same game parlay, which we can address later on.
Well, you know what? We can get to it. Well, let's go through the games. Yeah, we'll get to the same game parlays okay. in a couple of minutes. But Glass now on the hill here, Cam. He's been a strikeout machine as of late. 8 strikeouts against the Marlins, 9 strikeouts against the Orioles, 7 strikeouts against KC, 8 strikeouts against the Atlanta Braves, 11 strikeouts against the Seattle Mariners, 12 strikeouts in a start before that. But that didn't count. That was against a minor league team. That was Kansas City. Is Parker in the house? No.
That's the best.
No, I guess not.
Stats, right, stats with the call. Royals and A's do not count. Just put a line
through
it.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's like a man's no-hitter camera. Perfect.
That'd be the best.
Against Oakland.
That's the best.
Sorry. Yeah, I was against KK.
Love you, Parker.
Yeah, scratch that one. It was 12. Like. But as you see, though, Glasnow's been on fire with his strikeout props. Yeah. This guy's been killing it. And the Yankees just struck out 18 times last night.
Yes. Well, you're reading my mail, Morenci. You're basically the detective that sniffed out the crime already. That's exactly what the same game parlay consists of. How do you go against this guy
it
right now?
It is 7.5 tonight, smoke. Though.
No, I did
7.5 minus 144.
Listen to this. So I will do the same game parlay now. We might as well because we're talking about be very quick. I have Rays to win, Gabe, and they give you the alternate strikeout option. I'm not screwing around with 8. I take 7. And it's plus money. That's what I'm doing. I think he could get 8. He could get 9. But 7 is the number. 7 strikeouts for Glasnow. Rays winning. It doesn't pay great, but it's plus 116. And I'm very comfortable with him getting 7 Ks. And I think the Rays win. Simple parlay tonight. That's parlay number 1.
I'm usually pretty good at shaking these things off, but last week was rough. I was so mad and tired of losing same game parlays because I was a half strike short.
Yep.
A half goal, half corner kick, half card, half this. It's been the way. So tonight, I'm not same game parlaying this game. I'm just going to take the Rays to win the game. It's a little chalky right now. FanDuel minus 156. I like the Rays to win the game. Glasnow, if you can get into the milestone / alternate strikeouts, if you want to, I'll roll the dice that he can strike out 8 of these guys tonight. They struck out 18 times last night. I don't really see what's different. The Yankees are a poor hitting baseball team. They might hit a few home runs, but they don't make contact. They're just, they're not very smart hitters. They just swing, you know what I mean? They're not, and they're in a rut. There's no reason why Glasnow can't strike out 10 of these guys tonight. So I'm going to split the bet into Rays to win the game.
I feel your,
Glasnow over 7.5.
I feel your pain. I'm sitting there on Saturday. I'm at the ball game. I'm like, hey, I got golfers. Everybody's in the top 10. EQ Sunday, +5, +3. Just watching all the top 20s go down the drain. I'm telling you, dude, that sport will put you in orbit and financial destruction. Like, you can either win tons or you get, like, I got smoked. Thank God for the CFL and your hot tip with Montreal. One of the last games on the board, hammer the Alouettes. Get some of those lost golf monies back. Great win.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And yeah, for me, with golf cam, there was so much going on. I just sort of looked, and I saw Hodges at the top of the board. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And I don't see any of my guys anywhere on the page anywhere.
You're right.
I just looked. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I scrolled. I didn't even keep scrolling. I scrolled. I was like, you know what? Screw the 3M Open. I'm obviously not going to win.
I'm with you.
And who the hell is Lee Hodges anyways?
I agree. It's amazing, Gabe. Like, people get fired up in the first round about a tournament. Don't even worry about it till Sunday. Like, things can go either from bad to great or whatever. Like, I've learned so many times, but yeah, I'm on it with you tonight. Good luck on the prop. I think Glasnow wouldn't be shocked if he got 10 Ks tonight against that Yankees lineup. I agree, but just wanted to keep it simple. A case 7, it's kind of the threshold, and I think they should be able to take care of business in beating the Yanks on the road tonight.
I've got a similar same game parlay in the Brewer game. All right, so the Yankees and Rays, that game is at 7:05 Eastern in the Bronx. The one game that's coming up at 6:40 is Philadelphia and Miami, the one game that me and Cam are too scared to bet on. No strong enough opinion.
We're chickens.
You know, listen, if you're going to bet, I need an angle. I got to say, well, I like this, I like that because of this. This could go either way, man. Who knows who the hell's going to win this game tonight?
We talked about the guy behind the sign with the gun. Imagine he said to me tonight, I got a gun to your head. You have to pick a winner between the Marlins and Phillies. I'll tell you, that's a very, very nervous situation I'm in. Like, because I'm telling, I don't know. Like, you tell me, flip a coin. Like,
I'd take the Marlins, I guess. If I got a gun to my head, which is not a good feeling. My life is on the line, and the Marlins were deciding it. I'd be like, oh.
Yes. What do you got riding on your life? My life, Marlins. Yeah, got a winner. I'm dead. But I'm telling you, I lean that way, but I'm not betting it. I got to show a little more discipline. There's a lot of
all right, so
on the board.
We know you're most likely betting on the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, I am.
Big time series against Baltimore. Chris Bassitt on the hill against Kyle Gibson. Kyle Gibson and Baltimore plus 120 for a team that wins as much as they do. They're consistently underdogs all the time, which is crazy. So Baltimore plus 120, and they're a really good road team too. They're 5-1 this year against the Blue Jays. A couple of years ago, the Blue Jays went like 19-0, I think it was, literally. Remember, Cam was like 18-1. The Blue Jays went on a run where they were like 36-5 against Baltimore. And Baltimore have remembered this. Like, Baltimore beat them up last year pretty good. And now Baltimore's beating them up again this year. They're 5-1 in the six games that they played. Chris Bassitt, the rageaholic, on the hill here tonight for the Toronto Blue Jays. Dude's got more anger issues than I do. Minus 142. Total is 9. What's your reasoning for liking the Toronto Blue Jays tonight?
I liked a lot of things that I saw when I went to the ballpark. Whit Merrifield's, he's on fire. The stars on the team are starting to hit the ball. The bullpen looked good. Here's the thing. Baltimore, Gabe, they're good. They're good. But you know what I mean? This is a time for the Blue Jays at home to take care of business. Gibson, I like him. But I think we do have a pitching advantage tonight. I did something crazy with this game, Morenci. I actually did the FanDuel Super Boost, and I just played theirs. Look at this one. It's not like the 100. I'm going to slap 50 on it because this is odds. It's 5-1. So 100 gets you 600 in this one. Jays to win the game. No runs first inning. Whit Merrifield hit. Bichette hit. Bichette's been playing very well, and Whit Merrifield's been playing well as well. So, guys, that's my super boost that FanDuel actually has on their site. I just played it right off the site.
That was the FanDuel Ontario Blue Jay super boost fan of the day.
It's like a lasso. We got you, Cam. I'm like the sucker. They're just rolling me in.
And I got a Dodger one. I'd probably be betting it every day. I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
Just take it. Boost it.
Yeah, I did some crazy stuff today, but I have a regular one too, Gabe, with just Bassitt. Strikeouts with the Blue Jays as well. So I did two same game parlays for this one. Bassitt, what is it, 6 strikeouts, I think, and Blue Jays winning plus 132. Oh, 5 strikeouts. That's right. The alternate strikeout. Just give me 5 Bassitt. That's fine. And Toronto plus 132. That's what we're doing with this game tonight. And I'm taking the
Jays. SGP, Cam Stewart, man, you got a lot of same game parlays today.
I got a crazy one too, Gabe. I have a 3, like a mixed bag one, like not from the same game that you'll enjoy as well.
Let's put mine up actually now.
Okay, get in there.
Put one of mine up. I only have one early one too. So,
wow,
it's the Milwaukee Brewers because we got Coach James Young joining us in a couple minutes. Milwaukee Brewers.
Yep. He likes. Brewing.
We're talking about Corbin Burns and how good he's been. You listen, we could bet. You could get Corbin Burns to record the decision at -115 if you want to avoid the juice in this game. But instead, I like this Corbin Burns to record the win, and it's basically, I get a better price, Cam, with Corbin Burns to record the win and the Brewers to win the game. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, Corbin Burns Burns to win the game is minus 115. The Brew Crew to win the game is minus 210. So I said, no, I'll go with Burns to win the game at minus 115 and the strikeout prop and get it up to plus 190. Not bad odds. Beautiful. For just only two things to happen. Basically, if Burns pitches well, Cam, I win this bet tonight. It's just kind of what it is. I'm in on Burns.
They give him a I like the low strikeout total. Bottom line is this. If they get some runs for Burns, run support, I'm not expecting the Nationals to get more than 2 or 3 runs tonight. I'd be shocked if they got more. So I'm with you. I'm on Milwaukee, and I love the way you turned it to plus 190.
Good. But that's the thing. He's either going to have like 9 strikeouts or 5, Cam. Like, he might fall like half a short. I'm almost prepared for it. I'm like, all right, listen. Is he going to blow past it, or is he just not going to get there in one of those weird deals? Last week, it happened to us a lot. It happened to you. It happened to me. Mm-hmm. In which guys were pitching well, but they weren't getting strikeouts. Mm-hmm. I was on one dude last week. He had a shutout in the sixth inning. He had two strikeouts. It's like,
that's what happened to me with
strikeouts, but it's like, what are you going to do? He's pitching well. He's not striking anybody out.
Gabe, the Mets came back and won that game. Thanks for that check sweep. I would have won that parlay. Those idiots come back and win, and I'm half a strikeout. See, you said it,
don't
man.
Bet on Met games, bro. Oh,
yeah. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Countdown to tip-off is on. So we've got the first baseball game going off the board right now. Both me or Cam wanted to bet this game between the Phillies and the Marlins just because it was so difficult. But we did give you a bunch of same-game parlays, and we do have a basketball game coming up at 7 o'clock Eastern tonight. The Nasty Natty, the Cincinnati Bearcat crew, take on Cam's Friday Beers, who continue to remain alive in the TBD tournament. We're getting into the final brackets here. It's getting real. Let's bring in a coach, James Young. Hit his music. All right, let's do this thing. How you doing today, coach?
Good evening. Happy Monday. I see that the Mets have traded another player. God, the Mets suck. Thank God for A-Rod. We're a little over a week away from A-Rod making it to me. I'm not talking about Alex Rodriguez. I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Can't wait for September the 11th when Aaron Rodgers faces the Buffalo Bills in his first game as a New York Jet coach.
I have a bad feeling, Gabe. I'm having a vision of him getting like on the ground and not getting up, like after a Bills sack. Bills, I don't know if it is.
At Oliver?
Yes.
Ed Oliver. Yes. Boom.
Yeah, that actually was Ed Oliver in my vision. Yeah, my visions were never
the
right.
The Diggs will be fighting with everybody by then. A Rod.
He already is.
September 11th, though. September 11th, 9/11, night game. Listen, coach better not go to that game. I'll be inebriated by 4 p.m. I think it's not kickoff until about 8:30.
Giants play on the Sunday night before, too. There's back to back.
I don't care about the Giants. Terrorists. Good evening, guys. How you
Come
doing?
On, no, you're doing fine.
Coach, let's be real. Between the Jets and the Giants, it's a Giant city. It's not a Jets town.
Oh, absolutely. But the Jets are better. They're absolutely better.
Jets have one fan, two fans, you and Fireman Ed. You're the same. You jump on and off the
bandwagon. I think they'll be the worst team in their division this year. I actually think New England might beat them.
What?
That's on me.
I'm not going to go that far.
You've been smoking that Toronto piece. You know that you're smoking that the Chiba too much. Lay off the
Don't let's not worry about the Jets. There'll be a lot of time to cry about the Jets in the season. Let's get to the real green team. Bleed green. Man, this team's been good, actually, Bleed Green. Remember I talked about earlier, the North Texas crew. These guys are still balling. But let's start off with Nasty Natty and Friday Beers. This game's coming up at 7, and let me just give props to Herd That, actually, the Marshall crew. Those guys smoked Boeheim's Army last night.
Smoked them.
That was crazy.
Dude, they went on a 17-0 run.
17-0 run.
It was 40-35 for Boeheim's Army. It was like, wow, all right, Boeheim's Army's looking good. And then, boom, they just went on that run. There was no turning back. They never looked back. They're damn good, though, Herd That. Like the ball movement, they kick it out. They pay for like
yeah, they do
balls.
They got
every
an inside
possession.
Game
they're
and
insane.
An outside game.
Oh yeah,
and they have old men strength. They're like those guys you meet in the gym, and all the young guys are like, and then they go, "Yeah, kids, we'll get."
And if you'll notice,
you.
Cam, I noticed this yesterday too with their game. Boeheim's Army had one guy on the bench. You notice Marshall have like 10 dudes. Like they don't really care about the money. They're deep. Like they're bringing fresh bodies in all the time. Right, they get a little bit smaller of a share, but they're fresher legs. They've figured this out. They're a dangerous team for real. They're playing Team Heartfire on Wednesday. That's going to be a great game. Heartfire, 2.5-point favorites. I believe the game is in Philadelphia. Now they're moving over to Philadelphia. The total is 140.5, but let's start off with Nasty Natty and a team that both me and Cam regret not betting on solely because of their name. Friday Beers are still playing right now. Even though they were Armored Athlete last year, which I didn't realize at the time, Coach, what do you think about tonight's matchup? Nasty Natty and Friday Beers.
I tell you what, it's a tough one. Friday Beers. And when I think about Nasty Natty, I think about Natty Light when I used to drink in college. God, that beer was disgusting. But ooh.
That's actually
so
hilarious,
good.
Coach. It's a so beer cheap. Name. You're right. Natural Ice. That beer is so weak. And it could be the worst beer ever made. It literally tastes like toilet water.
Yeah, you'd rather drink this than drink that. But let me tell you something. When you look at this game. Yep.
How are Friday Beers not sponsored by a beer company, too? Like, how the hell
is that? That's another
beer
thing.
You have two beer teams, Gabe. It's like
you're allowed sponsors. Friday's beers. Come on.
Now, if I'm not mistaken. You know, is Natty made by, who are they made by? Miller? It better not be made by Budweiser. Because made by Budweiser, you don't want no sponsorships because half the country won't drink it. But most importantly, let's get to this game. And I think this is going to be a really close game. Nasty Natty has been playing well. They beat the program for autism 76-51. They got two guys that are getting 23 points per game or more. And they've won by a total of 42 combined points. I know Friday's Beers beat Carmen's Crew. Neither the team you talked about heard that. You talked about other teams having depth. These teams don't have the depth. These two teams are rolling about six guys. I just think Nasty Natty's team is a little bit better. Give me Nasty Natty on the money line, -110. -122, I should say.
Man, this is a tough game to pick.
I agree.
I'm not ready to write off
Friday Beers. Yeah, exactly. Just for the name. Like, just we got to ride these guys today. By the way, it's made by Anheuser-Busch, their coach, to do some research while you were talking.
Oh, yeah. So,
Friday Beers.
I'm going to go with Friday Beers. I'm taking Armored Athletes / Friday Beers.
Me too.
All right. Yeah.
We have
tournament experience. Tournament experience is a difference maker tonight. They're more veterans. They've been down this road before. Armored Athlete have had these runs in this tournament before. They've got guys that have been here before. They're knocking on the door. They're a couple of games away now from $1 million. I think they finish it off tonight. And
see these spreads, Morenci?
And get there.
One and a half. Two and a half. Tight. Like these spreads.
The odds makers don't know what to do. They're like us. They're like, I don't know. Pick them. You guys decide. Seriously. They don't know what to do.
It's so true.
It's a tough game, man. Total is, dude, that's a low total, guys. Coach, that's a low total. 141.5, bro. That's too light.
You know what?
I got to take the over. I got to take the over.
I could see you doing that, but I just get concerned with teams with lack of depth. You know, a lot of guys playing big minutes, back-to-backs, three-point shots not falling, game slows down. I can't touch the total. I just feel more comfortable going with Nasty Natty. Maybe because I like Nasty Natty's name. You know, I had a buddy named Nasty Nate in college, but I don't want to go.
Friday Beers beat Carmen's Crew. The Ohio State team, 72-63. So I would have stayed under. They beat the Big Ten team, Men of Mackey, 73-68. So that gets to 141.
They're all been unders. A lot of these games have been unders after the first round. It's been kind of crazy so far.
Nasty Natty and Zip 'Em Up got to 150. Nasty Natty and the money team was a track meet, Coach. Look, if you look at Nasty Natty, we got to give him credit, actually. 88 points, 77 points, 76 points. they have been pretty consistent offensively, Coach. And you wouldn't think of that. I remember this earlier in the tournament. You think of, you know, Cincinnati and Nasty Natty. They're probably going to be a real street ball, physical type of team. But they have been able to put points up on the board. I'm taking it over. It's just too late. It's just too late at 1-4. Ending, as long as we're in the high 60s, we're going to get there. You know what I mean? Mid-60s, we get there with the Elam ending.
Well, I think the thing that I like about Friday Beards is they're pretty decent defensively. And the fact that, you know, they looked at Nasty Natty only scored, got 76-51 in their game versus Program for Autism. I think that number comes down. They're not going to be able to get 76 points. I mean, I can see this game being played in the 60s. You know, 68, 62.
All right, so like Herm Edwards, your Jet, put your name on it. You're saying the under? Put your name on it.
I'll put my name on it. Under.
All right.
Put my name on it.
Okay, this next game. Let's get into this next one here. Bleed Green and the Gutter Cats. Another really good one. Bleed Green, the North Texas crew.
I just like the names. The Bleed Green versus the Gutter Cats. I mean, you know me. I like to say Thundercats. I like to say that, but you know what? I have to show restraint.
Gutter Cats.
That's our
like
bowling team, Coach.
It's a bowling team.
Yeah, it's me and Marenzi's bowling team. The Gutter Cats. Gutter Cats. Yeah. What a name. Yeah. It's so good.
And when Coach makes bets sometimes, he bleeds green because he loses money. Green. But that's okay. Yep. I have faith in him. I'm going with Bleed Green on the money line. I just think they're a better team. Another team, listen, Gutter Cats, close win over the Bills, 64-62. Gutter Cats do play a bigger rotation of eight guys, but their bench isn't good. Bleed Green should be able to attack. When they go to that bench, that's where I'm going to like this game. Give me Bleed Green on the money line tonight.
I like Bleed Green here as well. I've been riding them. These are obviously extremely difficult basketball games, but I think Bleed Green can find a way. You talk about their depth, their physicality. They can crash the boards as well. This team's been punishing teams in this tournament, Cam. I talked about them earlier, and I kind of regret not getting a piece of their futures, even though this is going to be tough, man. The Gutter Cats are a tournament staple here. Bleed Green are getting 1.5 of FanDuel right now, the total 142.5. What's your pick, Cam? I'm going Bleed Green plus 1.5.
I agree with you. I'm going to go Bleed Green, too. And by the way, Marenzi, I have a future. I talked about it last week. I think Heartfire wins this whole tournament. I know Herd, that's been a great story, but that's a Wednesday night game, and they're laying 2.5. That's my team. I got futures on these guys. So I think they're going to win the whole damn thing. But give me Bleed Green tonight. I'm with you. Let's roll.
You look at Bleed Green. They beat Rise and Grind 94-78. They beat In the Lab 83-72. They beat the New Mexico, the Enchantment, 70-57. This team's been rolling, Coach.
Yeah, and they've been rolling, and they got guys that could score the ball. They're all 600 guys, all get about 20 minutes per night, and all of them have a 20-plus point differential. That's crazy. All six guys. So that means that no matter how you slice or dice at six guys, whoever goes to the bench, the other five seem to get it done. I just think they get it done one more time. And you wonder with a team like the Gutter Cats, when they have more depth, what do they do? Do they sacrifice by playing their depth guys and maybe giving up runs? Or do they do, which is probably the bigger mistake, is try to go six guys versus six guys, and that's where they get some problems. I just think Bleed Green is the better team of the two. Give me Bleed Green on the money line. Even money. Plus 100 from the win out. I think they pull it out tonight.
$1 million on the line. I'm shortening the bench, bro. Whatever. Suck it up. Yeah. It's a 36-minute game. You need your best players on the floor. Yeah. We just spent 2 weeks playing without getting paid. We got to at least make this to the final. And I don't want to say this, but come on, Cam. How the hell if you don't, like, how do you not bet on it? Against yourself if you make it.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Exactly. He didn't make any money.
You're so right. Like, I'm going to tell you, though,
if we win the game, we get $1 million. If we lose the game, well, you know what I mean?
Say me and you are gutter cats, and say we go to the finals and coach is on the other team. I told you, I want the 750, 250 split. I don't care.
Yeah, Cam wants to cut a deal with the other team before the $1 million game.
I would cut a deal.
Will you be down with that?
I have to. Hey.
Cut a deal.
Hey, what is this, deal or no deal? I say deal! Oh, deal!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. We're on the clock right now. All right, so we just went over the TBT. We'll get the coaches' picks in a second on the way out here. We'll get to the baseball as well, but basketball. You know what? I'm taking both underdogs. Both underdog plus 1.5 and both overs. Very simple. They're both light here. Both overs, both underdogs. So Friday beers plus 1.5, bleed green plus 1.5, and then both overs in the game. As far as baseball is concerned, we gave it a same game parlay, but once again, Brewers to win the game. Corbin Burns to record the win. So the Brewers got to win the game. Corbin Burns to record the win and over 5.5 strikeouts at plus 190. I like the Rays to beat the Yankees. I think Glasnow goes over 7.5 strikeouts as well. And against my better judgment, give me the Toronto Blue Jays to beat the Baltimore Orioles. What do you got for us, Kevin?
Love it, Morency. We're reading each other's mail. Round robin parlays: Milwaukee to win, Rays to win, Jays to win. Same game parlay plus 132, Jays to win, Bassett 5 or more Ks. Same game parlay, Rays to win, Glasnow 7 or more Ks. And I also have one more for you, Morency. First time ever mixing up games. You guys got my hit parlay that they offered there. It was fantastic stuff, Morency. Here it is: Otani to record one hit, Acuna Jr. to record one hit, and De La Cruz one hit, plus 175. Let's party.
Ooh. Ooh. Acuna Jr., Otani, and De La Cruz.
Yeah.
The superstar, same non-same game, hit Cam's FanDuel boost, plus 175.
I don't know what got into me today, man. I'm just like, okay.
Coach,
I'm you. I'm
SGP. Basketball picks.
I'm going Nasty Natty. I'm going to take the under, and I'm going to take bleed green on the money line. I think they steal it. And because I'm crazy, I'm going to get in trouble. I don't care. Three-team parlay, run line. I pretty brought it down. Brewers over 3.5 runs. Braves over 3.5 runs. Padres over 4.5 runs. Plus 140. Holla at your boy.
I like the first two legs.
I got legs. Boom!
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.